times, just think, how many times have you been tempted? Have you thought, I was tempted to, maybe this morning, to stay in bed and sleep a little bit longer, or tempted to eat that cake with the icing on top, or maybe to have an extra glass of wine at night, or to ignore someone we really don't want to get to know? Probably a little consequence on all of those examples. But I would imagine that if you found yourself alone in the scorching desert talking to the devil, you would know that that situation is serious. And the situation for Jesus, indeed, is serious. Temptation is nothing new for God's chosen ones. We know throughout the Bible, Scripture depicts desperate situations in which God's people find themselves unable to do the right thing, unable to resist temptation, unable to rescue themselves from their troubles. Think about Israel's 40 years in the wilderness, when the people wander around both because of their disobedience to God and also in preparation for entering the land that God has promised to them. During those 40 years, God's people grumbled for bread, they flirted disastrously with idolatry, and they continually put God to the test. And then there is that greatest temptation story ever told, Adam and Eve, temptation in the Garden of Eden. And so when we read about Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, the story might ring a bell for us, but there is a significant difference. While neither Adam and Eve nor Israel was able to resist the temptations before them, Jesus could, and he did. Soon after Jesus' baptism, the scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. Why? Would that we knew. We rely on scholarship. We believe that God, we know that God had an unparalleled mission for Jesus. And we believe that the trip into the desert was so that Jesus could confirm the identity with which God had already blessed him. Jesus had to decide whether he would embrace or reject God's intent for him. Jesus had to decide whether to yield to the temptations that were presented to him, whether to reject the way of God in favor of an easier path. That easier path would require less courage, less fortitude, might spare him of ridicule and abuse. Now, wouldn't that be the human way to choose? In this hour each week during the season of Lent, we are going to explore together God's work in Jesus as he moved through every part of human experience, encountering everything from temptation to joy to suffering, and even death. During the next 5 weeks, we will journey together to Jerusalem, journey together toward the cross. And as we move deeper and deeper into the biblical story of Jesus' journey on earth, we may well find ourselves moving inward, discovering things that God wants us to know about ourselves. We all face temptations every day. It is part of the human experience. Jesus could have given in to his. He could have said no to God. We know this because we know that God gave humanity the ability to choose, and Jesus was fully human. If we borrow the simple illustrations that I gave to the children this morning, Jesus had to make the right choice. He had to choose who he would follow. We live in a culture that puts temptation in front of us every day. The first temptation for Jesus is one that we face regularly. Who will we trust to satisfy our needs? Will we yield to the tempter's suggestion that we can fulfill our own needs, or will we look to God? Will we settle for bread to fill our stomachs, or will we seek the word of God to fill our souls? We live in a culture where celebrity is sought by some and by others idolized. An increasing number of people seem to strive for notoriety simply for the sake of recognition. Evidence everything that is available and that we could see if we choose to on social media. To be well known may, for some, overtake any aspiration to make a positive contribution to this world. Jesus rejected the temptation to strive for glory and influence. Do we? We live in a culture where too often we look to others to blame or others to come in and fix a situation for which we really are responsible. Jesus told the tempter not to test God. How often do we, as we pass the buck to others? Our Lenten journey begins in the desert. The temptations that Jesus resisted are life-defining. With each of his responses, Jesus solidifies his relationship to God. To each of the temptations, he responds with the Word of God. And how we respond to temptations that face us is equally life-defining. Now, I'm not talking now about whether we yield to eat chocolate during Lent or worry about that sugar thing or skip our morning exercises. If God's Spirit led Jesus into the desert because God wanted to see what Jesus was made of, then we should ask ourselves, what are we made of? What do we show God with our choices? What is our weak spot that could be undermined by the wrong choice? The way we handle our wealth? How we treat our neighbor? How quick we are to forgive? Our priorities in life? If God wanted to know what Jesus was made of, I believe that our takeaway from today's text is that we can presume that God wants to know what we are made of. Do we opt for the easy and comfortable, or do we have the determination to pursue what is right, no matter the effort or sacrifice? This year, Pope Francis challenged the Roman Catholic Church to fast during this Lenten season in a very particular way. His words have been broadcast across social media and were quoted actually this last Wednesday during the Ash Wednesday service. The fasting that he has promoted has nothing to do with food. It has everything to do with attitude and behavior. So borrowing from the pontiff, but adapting for our use today, I want to put before you this challenge. The challenge is to resist temptation. And after each sentence, I'll give you a moment to think about that particular temptation. We begin with, Lord, in your mercy, help us to resist the temptation to say hurting or unkind words. Resist the temptation to allow greed to overcome gratitude. Resist the temptation to choose anger instead of patience. Resist the temptation to yield to pessimism instead of hope. Resist the temptation to allow stress and pressures to block the way to prayer. Resist bitterness. Allow your hearts to be filled with joy. Resist holding grudges. Practice forgiveness and seek reconciliation. Resist the temptation to speak when silence allows you to listen. In almost every situation that faces us, we probably know what is right and what is wrong. And you and I will never be tempted the same way that Jesus was, but every single one of us moves through our own wildernesses. We move through desert times of loneliness and emptiness and temptation. God's word to us today is that we do not go alone. Just as Jesus was not alone, we are not alone. We can rely on Jesus to walk with us and through the Holy Spirit to show us the way. And just as Jesus gave himself to God's intentions for him, so are we called to give ourselves to God's intentions for us. It's really quite simple. Do our lives reflect our faith? Do the choices that we make give witness to the world who we are and whose we are? That's what we'll explore together in the weeks to come. And to God be the glory. Amen.